Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if any of you listening have been through a type of addiction recovery program before, you know that it can be a very long and difficult, but ultimately rewarding process, made much more doable with the love and support of family and friends. Kirsten Gallagher serves as a missionary with the LDS Family Services of New York City and has been very involved in the church's addiction recovery program for 2 years, especially as it relates to spouse, family, and friends support materials. And she's here today to talk about the incredible things that she's witnessed from being a part of this program and how no one can fully recover completely on their own. Thanks for being here, Kirsten.
Happy to be here, Charlotte. Thank you.
What were your thoughts and your feelings on addiction, I guess, before you got involved with the program versus how you feel about addiction and recovery now?
I guess thanks to my parents, I always have had a very expansive view of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these more common socially acceptable addictions, such as work or shopping, or social media, I always understood those mm-hmm. as addiction.
How has your understanding of addiction changed now that you've been involved with this program?
Well, it's a disease. And yes, we have our agency. But addiction is something that is a personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly with the spouse and family support group, you go through this transition of they need to change. They need to fix themselves. They have a problem. And as I attended the group and as I participated, that reversed. And I understood how I needed to work my own recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to focus on my own. In the scriptures, it says, work out our own salvation.
Yeah.
Work out our own recovery. Oh, perhaps I'm not addicted. Oh, I don't. Well, I have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And disabilities and grief, trauma, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's wonderful about the spouse family support guide. It's applicable. I was in a place of transition. My mother had just passed away from cancer. I was attending the spouse and family support group in our Morristown, New Jersey stake. And so I was familiar with the curriculum and the guide and had testimony of the process and the change that is possible as we focus on these principles.
Yeah. And a lot of times, I guess people, addicts who are in the midst of this disease, like you called it, they don't realize how many people are touched by their actions and how many people are affected by the choices that they make and just the pain that comes from being addicted to any number of things. So it's really great that we have that resource. And why do you think friend and family support is so vital for addicts who are trying to recover, who do want to change, but maybe don't have the strength or the ability to do it on their own?
There is such wisdom and life experience in the support groups. And so you have people coming with loved ones who are addicted, or in the spouse and family group, loved ones who have a disability
mm-hmm.
or a mental illness, whatever it is, and needing that life experience, needing to hear, I made it, things get better, there's a relapse or there's an explosion, whatever the challenge is, but it can improve. The isolation really is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They're all of us are going through things.
And I like that you called it a disease, and an addiction is a disease, because a lot of people don't know that it's a rewiring of your brain. You get used to something and you get hooked on something and you literally can't, you don't think that you can live or go on without doing that thing or participating in that kind of an activity. And I think a lot of people think addicts are just people who've sort of spun out of control and they're selfish or they've lost the ability to have self-control. And that's so far from the truth, because addicts who are in the midst of all this pain really wouldn't want to be there. But it's good to have family and friends support groups that can educate people on this and let them know this isn't, you know, your son or your daughter isn't doing this addictive behavior because of you or because of anything else. But there is help and there's hope when we know, you know, sort of what entails these addictions and how we can work together. How would someone get involved in a family and friends support group if they have a loved one who's an addict and trying to recover?
There are many resources the accessibility to the spouse and family friend support group is incredible. It's online.
Mm-hmm.
It is by phone.
Okay.
As you know, on Mormon Channel, there are a series, the 12 Principles Spouse Family Support Group.
Mm-hmm.
On arp.lds.org, there are podcasts of the Spouse Family Friend Support Group for each principle. So it is a program that is so accessible.
And then if you wanted to get involved in a support group, a physical in-person support group, you just talk to your ecclesiastical leader and...
arp.lds.org.
Okay.
You can search by zip code. You can search by language. You can decide if you'd like to attend a support group for those who are struggling with an addiction or family and friends of those who are struggling. One of the fantastic things about the Spouse, Family, and Friends support group is that it's an inclusive program. It's not just for those of us with loved ones who are facing addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It is for abuse, trauma, grief, special needs, a chronic illness, whether it's physical or mental.
Yeah.
The emotional patterns that are inherent in addiction mimic all of these challenges. And so you can read the guide and say, I absolutely identify with these. And the principles that we focus on each week are eternal principles, hope, trust, forgiveness. These are applicable for whatever our challenge is.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think when someone's struggling with either a loved one who's addicted to a substance or someone who's going through grief or pain or disability or all these other things you mentioned, why do they need support to help them through this process? Why is the support of maybe essentially strangers so powerful?
Empathy. The power of empathy. And as soon as someone says, me too, this is healing. This is so healing to understand that someone understands, that someone has walked that path. For example, the area we are, central New Jersey, just an hour west of New York City, there was a member who drove one day from Philadelphia, so that's over an hour, to attend, seeking support, seeking camaraderie.
Because that bond, when you know you've gone through maybe not the exact same thing, but something similar type of pain, like you mentioned, just knowing that someone else has gone through it and has survived, and maybe getting some tips or some advice from them.
Yes.
That is huge.
They do not replace professional counseling.
Right.
The beauty of this, the church has provided for us, is that it's Christ-centered, and it focuses on Jesus Christ and the healing that's offered in his atonement.
Because he is the great healer. He's the great physician. And a lot of people, you know, I think we don't talk about some mental disabilities or addictions openly enough in society because people are ashamed and people think that they might be the only one struggling with it, or they think what they've done is so horrible and so socially unacceptable that no one's going to understand and be able to comfort or help them. But it is important to know that there are these groups that exist and there's always the Savior to turn to because he does understand what you're going through. So how has your testimony, your faith been affected as you've seen lives change through the addiction recovery program?
The healing that I have experienced in focusing on my own recovery and agency, we only have control, influence over ourselves. We have to let go and surrender. My testimony of the Savior and his kind and thorough and inclusive approach has been strengthened, and it's been a joy to see anyone, no matter the religion, no matter the suffering, can find solace. The shame is dismantled in these group settings, and the healing is found there.
Wonderful. That's a good note to end on. Thank you so much for being here today, Kirsten. We appreciate your words. So for more information on the LDS Addiction Recovery Program, you can visit arp.lds.org, and you can also get information about the spousal and family support groups that meet as well. And then to watch that great video series that Kirsten alluded to, 12 Steps to Change, you can visit the Mormon Channel YouTube page, mormonchannel.org, and it highlights different success stories of people who've been through addiction recovery programs, and as well has links for different resources that can help you. And then later next year, the Mormon Channel is producing another 12-step video series called 12 Principles, which will talk about success stories from the family and spousal support groups through the addiction recovery program. So definitely keep your eyes open for that, and be sure to share these links and these resources with family members and friends that you think might need this at this time. All right, well, we're going to end our episode today with a quote from former LDS church leader, Elder James E. Faust, who spoke openly about addiction recovery in several of his talks. And he says, "Let us remember that the power to change is very real, and it is a great spiritual gift from God." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.